By the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains, southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Biden administration is saying vaccinated Americans will need more vaccine shots. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Health officials recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the coronavirus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that a booster shot would increase the protection from the vaccines tenfold. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS News that he believes one booster shot should be enough to maintain high levels of protection against the virus.
I would doubt if we're going to need many boosters when we try to find out the breadth and the depth of the response by a booster. It is really extraordinary. It goes up by multiple fold, at least 20 to 30 fold. So we don't anticipate that beyond this, we're going to need anything else.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
1,001 deaths from COVID complications were reported in America and our territories on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghan protesters against the Taliban takeover have been murdered by suspected Taliban soldiers. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the sort of the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changed their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street. And
a 2017 Texas statute outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies was upheld Wednesday by a federal appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana. The law prohibits the use of forceps to remove a fetus from the womb, what supporters call a dismemberment abortion, without first using an injected drug or a suction procedure to ensure the fetus is dead. Abortion rights advocates argue that the law, known as SB 8, effectively outlaws what has often been the safest method of abortion for women in the second trimester of pregnancy. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know, this past week, I was delving back into Greek mythology and some ancient Greek plays. I do. I always go to the classics. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and look to some of the writing from back then. Oftentimes because it's withstood the test of time. I have to talk about here on the program, talk about wisdom. And the fact that it is evasive in today's day and age, in many respects and in many different areas. But the interesting thing, you read about mythology and you read some of these old plays, that it's always been evasive. Times change, but do they really? So, yeah, I was looking up a play, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later on in the program, about money, wealth, socialism, and I was going to see what the ancient Greeks thought about it. And you know, I decided today on the program, I said it's going back from the past, because oftentimes in my writing, many of the columns that I've written over the years, I've gone to some of these stories in an effort to help explain what's happening at that point in time. back in January of 1999, I wrote a column entitled Icarus and the Stock Market. Now, if you're not familiar with the story of Icarus, it's Icarus, a young boy who received a pair of wings. And these wings would allow him to fly. Now, before he takes off on his first flight, his father warns him, do not fly too high. Do not go too close to the sun. Your wings are going to catch fire, and you're going to crash, and you're going to die. And the boy does not heed his father's advice, and it doesn't work out too well for him at all. And again, at that point, I was talking about the dot-coms and the run-up in all the technology stocks. And, you know, check the date, January of 1999. I wasn't too popular on radio programs and television programs back then. I was the whipping boy. I was defying conventional wisdom, as we do here on the program, going against what everyone else is saying at that point in time. Back in March of 2008, I wrote a column entitled How to Kill a Hydra. But you know what a hydra is? A monster? It was basically a water snake dragon thing. It had multiple heads, poisonous blood. Its breath was poisonous. And the hydra guarded the passage to the underworld. Now, when someone wanted to go and try to kill the hydra, and actually was lucky enough to sever one of the heads of the hydra, another two grew back. Uh-oh, that wasn't good. But anyway, eventually Hercules and his cousin figured it out. After they chopped a head off, they burned the stump. And that article I was talking about, all of the exercises in futility that were taking place by the Wizards of Smart in Washington, D.C., the Treasury, you name it, all trying to fix what was going on in the financial system at that point in time. We'll fix it. Yeah, all the king's horses and all the king's men. One of my favorite stories, because I oftentimes compare myself to this fella, is the story of Sisyphus. Now, Sisyphus was the founder and king of Corinth. And he was a clever fella. He was known to be a bit crafty throughout his entire life. And Sisyphus, he saved his greatest win, his greatest triumph, for last. Now, when the god of the underworld, Hades, came to claim him personally for the kingdom of the dead, Hades brought with him a pair of handcuffs, which at the time was a bit of a novelty. Now, Sisyphus, being the shrewd fella, true to his character, asked all the right questions and expressed such an interest in Hades' handcuffs that Hades was persuaded to demonstrate their use on himself. That's how the god of the underworld found himself locked in Sisyphus's closet for days. Now, again, you got to imagine this in the story. With Hades locked in the closet, he couldn't perform his duties, which was basically carting people off to the underworld. So, obviously, that kind of screwed things up in Greece, made things a little bit out of whack. So if you were a soldier and you happen to be chopped to bits in battle that day, guess what? You're showing up that evening at the taverna and you're downing ouzo and octopus. So nobody could die, basically. Eventually, Hades got out and Sisyphus was ordered to the underworld for the internal assignment. But again, the trickster, he had other ideas. Sisyphus told his wife not to bury him. So when he arrived in the underworld, he complained to Persephone, the queen of the dead, that he had not been accorded the proper funeral honors. Even more, he pleaded that an unburied corpse had no business on the far side of the river Styx. His wife did not place a coin under his tongue to secure passage with the ferryman. Surely your highness should realize I must be given leave to return topside to make things right. And Persephone agreed. Sisyphus made his way back to the beautiful land of grilled fish and sunshine where he forgot about funerals and coins and promises, and he partied like it was 5,000 B.C. Now, sure enough, Hades did show up and brought him back down, and guess what? That was it. He was assigned. His crime against Hades, is that for an eternity he had hard, frustrating labor. Sisyphus's assignment was to roll a great boulder to the top of a hill. Only every time Sisyphus attained the summit, the boulder would roll back down again. Those Greek gods could be tough, huh? Reason why I like that story, because it shows, well, the frustration that Sisyphus is now enduring for eternity, according to the Greek legend, right? I wrote the story about Sisyphus and Moi, Sisyphus and the Watchdog, back in September 2005. And at that point in time, we were dealing with, well, that's always been a point in time, rip-off, scam, scam, rip-off, scam, rip-off, rinse, repeat, over and over again. I did mention this on the program. I said back around 2005, I can go back to my old recordings. I can go access my old recordings, and you'll hear me yelling and screaming on the program. I don't do that as much anymore. I know sometimes I revert and I start yelling and screaming, getting all bent out of shape. I was frustrated. And the reason why is, again, I lose a lot. Every day, we here at the program, we at Markowski Investments, we push the rock to the top of the hill, and it rolls back down on top of us. Again and again and again. Not all the time. It's not as bad as it is for Sisyphus, but often, yes. It does. We come here, we talk about various different rip-off scams, how to avoid being baited, how to avoid being scammed, what these con artists are going to do. We constantly, our phone lines are open all the time. We have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline, our website, people contacting us, sending us emails, asking questions about various different investment firms out there. Who's good? Who's bad? Well, again, we fill you in. And, you know, it was true back in 2005. It's true today. True back in 2005. True in 2019. There hasn't been one time. Hasn't been one time where I've had someone contact us that we warned, tried to help out, point in the right direction. Not once has anyone contacted us and said, Chris, you're wrong. You're wrong. Matt, you're wrong. Michael, you're wrong. I made a fortune with that guy. That things worked out great. You're an idiot. Not once. And one would assume that if we screwed up, someone would like to basically rub our noses in it. But no. Listen, I can't time the market. I can't. We told you that here. Yeah, you take a look at our track record. Well, we're pretty good at calling things. But hey, look at Icarus in the stock market, January 1999. Market went up over the next year when I was warning people, hey, listen, this is not good. Valuations are insane. But we were right. But one thing we are good at is understanding who the good guys are and the bad guys are. we see right through this stuff. This past week, I was provided a list by the Securities and Exchange Commission. They just released an updated list of fake firms, fake investment firms, and bogus regulators. Now, if I were to print this list up, this is the SEC's list. This is what they know that's out there. They really can't do anything about it. They're letting us know. You're not seeing anything extra. Everybody should go check this list to make sure whether or not your firm is a good one or your firm is a bad one. If I was to print the list out, it's close to 130 pages long, and it's not one per page. You understand me? It's a list. That's how bad it is out there. This is what we're trying to protect people from again and again and again, over and over. Hey, listen. Listen, it's not just these small little bad brokerage firms and outfits out there. We go after the big firms as well. What I'm asking of my listeners out there is to check. Check. We're here to help you. We're here to help you. You don't have to do business with us. You don't have to do it. I could care less. We're here to help. We're here to help people avoid being ripped off and scammed. One of the many things that we do. And I brought this up at the beginning of the program today because, again, I was showing a little bit of frustration. The amount of firms that are still added to this list, that are continuing to be added to this list. You need to stop being a victim. One more thing before we got to go to break. You want to know why I stopped? I stopped yelling. I stopped getting angry about these things. I changed my mode of thinking. I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. We're big believers in personal responsibility here on the program. You need to own it. There's no reason for you to get ripped off or scammed. None. Especially after you have listened to this program, none. If it happens, I feel bad for you, but whose fault is it? It's yours. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great things at the site. Account repair kits, college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5950.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a 7-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees. Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you. We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. So I have to comment on some of the latest, some of the big changes that were just made by the Securities and Exchange Commission and how they're going to go about labeling stockbrokers and advisors. There's new SEC rules. And in my opinion, what it's going to do is just, well, you know what we're going to have? It's going to sow a lot more confusion, and it's going to also, I guess if you're going to have, if you're one of the people that still have an account at a brokerage firm, why? I don't know. I don't care if it's Morgan Stanley, Merrill. It doesn't make any difference. You might have to invest in a really good microscope because the disclaimers that you're going to start seeing that are written in that really, really, really small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny font, you're going to start getting a lot more of that. There's new conduct rules that were just passed. It's called Regulation Best Interest. And what this is supposed to do is supposed to improve the quality and transparency in the financial advice business. And what it does, it will basically help clarify what kind of relationship a client has with their financial advisor and what conflicts the representative has. Now, the brokerage industry, they like these new rules. I don't. Brokers can now advertise and tell clients that they serve their best interest. But to me, it's a bit disingenuous. These new rules make it easier for a broker to basically fulfill that duty in saying that I'm working in your best interest by disclosing how they are not. Again, all they need to do is to put into some itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, fine print their various different conflicts, and they're off the hook. They are still not a fiduciary. You get it? They are still not a fiduciary. There is a big difference between the two. I don't understand for the life of me. It doesn't cost you any more money. It doesn't cost you. Why you wouldn't want to work with someone that by law has to do the right thing by you? Why? If you had the choice between doctors and you had the doctor that, hey, you know, well, uh, you know, as long as I put something in small print somewhere, I mean, you know, maybe I'll perform that procedure that they really don't need. And the doctor that is going to always do the right thing by you, who would you choose? There is a difference between the two. And the reality is that any publicly traded investment firm, bank, you name it, they cannot act in that capacity. They cannot act in that capacity. Why? Because their fiduciary duty is not to the client. It's not to their customers. It's to their shareholders. Why do you think Murkowski Investments will never, ever, ever go public? Just that simple. Got to take a break, everyone. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Reminder again, take advantage of all the great things that we have at our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Taliban Commander Wahidullah Hashimi on Wednesday laid out the foundation of how Afghanistan will be governed since taking Kabul. He says there will be an Islamic government with Sharia law and no democratic system at all. Wind-driven wildfires raged Wednesday through the mountains of Northern California near and around Grizzly Flats, California. That's between Sacramento and Carson City, Nevada. The fires have burnt hundreds of homes, forcing thousands of people to flee to safety. The Caldor Fire continued to grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains southwest of Lake Tahoe, covering 84 square miles on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points Wednesday as the Federal Reserve meeting minutes from July suggest the central bank could be tapering its asset purchases this year. Tapering is the reduction of a rate at which a central bank accumulates new assets on its balance sheet. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, next story. I talked about this past week on the podcast as well. And I want to share it with all of my radio listeners all across the country as well, because I think it's important. It's a really good teachable moment. One of the things we try to do, try to demonstrate how the world works here and use examples so you can make greater sense out of it. I started reading the Wall Street Journal a little bit, not a lot, a little bit, decades ago when I was in college. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't understand a lot of it. A lot of it was kind of boring to me. It was. And I basically, every day, I pick the thing up, and it's changed drastically. And I've been very, very critical of the paper over the past several years in regards to the quality of the reporting that they've been putting out. Granted, okay, listen, they changed. News Corp bought the Wall Street Journal, and most certainly they have improved with their pictures, a lot more stories on travel and luxury real estate and other destinations and wine and things like that. But as far as their business reporting is concerned, it's gone straight downhill. It is, you want to call it, people like to call it a conservative publication. I like to call it the publication for the conservative side of the establishment. What we often like to equate in terms of Caddyshack as the Bushwood Republicans. We give credit where credit's due when people put out good articles. We are an equal opportunity basher here on the program. And I got to come after the Wall Street Journal editorial board. They put out a editorial piece, and it was satire. It was a satire of the search that's been ongoing for Wells Fargo and how Wells Fargo is trying to find a CEO. And they write, wanted for top post in West Coast financial industry, a semi manager who understands contemporary politics. Prior job holder resigned in March after failing to appreciate the bank's new status as a public utility. Company currently operates under the supervision of the Federal Reserve and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the right candidate must be eager to follow their orders. Government consent decree prohibits growth until regulators are satisfied that corporate culture has changed. The winning candidate will never have been overheard using the phrase return on equity. Hardy har har har. Listen, okay, I'm reading this and I'm saying to myself, I'm laughing. I am. I got a sinking suspicion that people at the Wall Street editorial board understand how the world works. Wells Fargo is bloody omnipotent. If any smaller outfit, mid-sized bank, did what they did, they would be no longer. They would be put out of business. And they're giving this woe is me story for Wells Fargo. Why would anybody feel sorry for Wells Fargo? They can't die. They can't die. They go on in the column. They said, candidate must have no banking experience or familiarity with finance or ideally numbers, should be adept at dealing with difficult clients and not mind being kicked around by politicians or vilified on social media. Give me a break. Again, you read this, you got to understand how to read through the bull excrement. Those congressional hearings that you see where you have various different politicians wagging their finger and yelling and screaming at some executive, it's a joke. It's not real. It's professional wrestling. Professional wrestling. I think I equated to it this past week. It's like Hulk Hogan and King Kong Bundy back in the day. Professional wrestlers going at it in the ring. Do you think King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan aren't friends outside of the ring where it's all fake? Of course they are. As soon as those hearings are over, the politicians make for their next fundraiser where the people they were yelling and screaming at show up and give them money. That's how it works. The Wall Street Journal editorial board wants you to think something else. The reality is that white-collar crime, if you're at a certain level here in the United States, pays. White-collar crime pays. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll delve further into that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
So you sit down and do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. You know, we said that Andrew Carnegie could have cared less. Could have cared less if the government socialized the steel industry. Why would he care? Why would he care? That would essentially wipe out his competition. He would be the only game in town. Take a look at the concentration of money here in this country in the too big to fail banks. Oh, no. They got to answer to some regulators. Woe is them. Woe is them. They're able to go out and access money at rates that nobody else can. Can anybody see any sort of new bank coming and taking these banks out the right way, the American way, by building a better mousetrap through competition? Uh-uh. Not going to happen. When I say that white-collar crime pays, it does. Let's take a look at various different executives from Wells Fargo. They get in trouble for, again, presiding over a bank that was making up customer accounts. They knew exactly what they were doing, putting auto insurance on people's bills that they didn't even need. And we can go on and on and on again. Hey, listen, I'm picking on Wells Fargo right now, but they've all done it. They all do it. Why? Because they can. Because they can. Remember Attorney General for Barack Obama, Eric Holder, was asked about this, and I'm paraphrasing. We can't go after, these executives. What are we going to do? It's bad for the economy. They pay a fine. They don't pay a fine. That's the reality. They don't pay a fine. The shareholders of the company pay the fine. Sure. Some of these executives, they might lose their job. Oh, yip-de-dah. Oh, big deal. They've already made tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, I know. It's going to be real rough on them, right? Well, they're not going to be able to buy the 120-foot yacht. They're going to only be able to get the 100-foot yacht. Oh, no. They don't have any skin in the game. They don't. There is no downside for them. You have a problem with corporate America? Hey, people love talking about income inequality now. It's not income inequality. It's downside inequality. You have way too many people out there. And it's not just, I'm just talking about big business. You're talking politicians. You're talking the media. You're talking pundits. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what type of pain that they unleash on their clients or society at large. What happens to them? Nothing. Nothing. Hey, it's what I look for all the time. Who has skin in the game and who doesn't? You know what? I'm going to grab something there. Tlaib put together a really interesting chart that kind of explains all this. We'll talk about it when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go away.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM-197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Director at the Hunterdon County Library. I will be here every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to catch you up on all the goings-on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews, author interviews, and much more. And today I am very pleased to welcome Gabby Allen. Gabby is another one of our pal Larissa's authors, cozy mystery authors from Kensington. Her book, Much Ado About Nauticaling, came out on July 27th, and I will let Gabby tell you about it. So welcome.
Thank you very much. I am super excited to be here. So Much Ado About Nauticaling, yes, that came out on July 27th from Kensington, and they are, and I am embracing the concept of the rom cozy. So we're looking at like a rom-com mixed with a cozy. This is set off the coast of California on Catalina Island. It's a small island, and it has a really small population. It's about 3,500 people who live there on a permanent basis, but thousands of tourists come in every year on Catalina Express boats that leave from Long Beach, and I think they also leave from Dana Point. And so I was really excited to do something that was set in a small setting at the beach, but still have the ability to have a lot of different people coming in for various reasons. And so when Kensington and I had talked and we were discussing a new series, I threw this out there and they were like, bring it. And I said, I'm bringing it. Here I am. I have it in my hand. And so Whitney Dagner, has recently moved from Long Beach back to Catalina Island where she grew up. She is helping her brother run the Glass Bottom Boat Tour group that they are inheriting from their grandparents. And she thinks that it's just going to kind of be simple island life, driving around in her golf cart. Some people call them autoettes. And then, unfortunately, somebody who's not alive anymore floats underneath the glass of the boat when we're off and running into quite the mystery because her brother is the prime suspect.
And I love that Whit moved back, not because she had a huge breakup or she was disgraced at her job. She just missed home or missed her grandpa.
Right, right.
Missed her family.
You know, that was a very conscious decision. I am also an author who has done other books. This is a new pen name for me. And so in other series, I have done somebody who inherits a costume shop and moves because of inheriting that. I have done, but she wanted to escape the life that she had. I have a series where the woman gets divorced and has to go back into where she used to be and eat a lot of crow and figure out how not to choke on it. I've done a bunch of different kinds of scenarios, but I've never done one like this. So I was very excited to not have it be a catastrophe that would move her over there, not have it be a really, you know, need to escape from what I was doing, but more like a conscious choice to go over and do a different life than what she had originally thought she wanted. So, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I think, as we go through, because she gets to grow in a different direction.
And how did you end up with Kensington? What was your road to publication like?
Okay. So I've been writing since 2000. I published my first book, or had my first book published in 2005. It was the beginning of a cozy mystery series that is super romancy and super sexy because I didn't know any better. I didn't know that you didn't do those. And so I also moved into writing some romance. I was part of Romance Writers of America, president of chapters and that kind of thing. And I had met my editor from Kensington, S.E. Soga, at one of the Romance Writers of America conventions. And my first thought was, I want to work with you so bad. I think that was in 2005 or 2006. And then it's years later, and I'm listening to them talk about what they're looking for. And S.E. says, I want somebody to write me a sexy cozy. And I ran up, and I was like, okay, so I've been doing this for 10 years. Are you serious? And she said, yeah, send it to me. So I sent her 100 pages. She read it and got back to me with a 3-book contract on 100 pages. It's like, what just happened? That's not the norm. Okay, let's roll. And so that series has 5 books. I really like them. I really liked the direction they were going in. People were enjoying them, but Kensington kind of felt like it was time to end that series and hopefully move into a different direction. I had been doing, Kensington puts on these really great cozy cons that Larissa runs a lot of. She's